Yishami Taina Staf Chav Hei. So the Gemara discusses the special kriya by a musaf that was read, not a regular musaf kriya, but a musaf that's special that we make on a maimed on the day of Tainus, we add a kriya to it. So we want to understand what is this process, what is this kriya that we're talking about. The Gemara says we have a machlokes. We see the top of Chav Hei. My sisa like Rav Meir. Mishnah is like Rav Meir. She Rav Meir on Mispal and Korin. Mispal and Korin. Meir says that the people in the Maimed, they daven Shacharis and they read Psukim, and then they daven Musaf and they read Psukim. That's the Seder Hayom. Each time that they daven, Korin says the Korin. Korin Torah. They would read a Torah as well. So Musaf is a special reading for Musaf. Rabbanan disagree and say that Mispal and Korin, Mispal and Okalam. No, they daven Shacharis, they read the Psukim, and then they daven Musaf. But they don't read, there's no Kriya. That when they have Musaf, even the Musaf, because only they, if you have actually a carbon Musaf, then you have a Kriya. But if it's just a Musaf that you're adding, a special type of Musaf you add for the Maimed, for the Yom Tainus, there's no Kriya on that. That's the Machlokes of a Meir and the Chachamim, says the Carbonator to explain. The Gemara said that the carbon spot carbon that we must have yesh b'maimet shayin carbon eitzim. When there's a carbon do, then we bring it up. But otherwise, we don't bring it. We don't wait lane for that day. The Rameyer says the Mosav divrei Rameyer. According to Rameyer, says the Pnei Moshe, referring to the day even if there's no carbon, you still have Musaf, special tefillah Musaf, and therefore you read. And according to Rabbanan, there's no carbon Musaf, you don't read. Only if it's called Musaf do you read. That you read. That's the Machlokes. So the Chara Mishnah says it's like Rav Meir. The Gemara says, if Rav Meir is a mayor, let's bring up what that's the next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hamus Yesh Po, Masvif is Musaf, you do have a Kriya. And Gemara said, but if there's a Maimed, Musaf, but if there's a Kriya, Musaf Yesh Po, then you do have a reading. Rabbanan say, but we still know we don't have a reading by Musaf. Rabbanan say we do have a reading if there's a carbon, but the Mishnah says that we don't have any reading by Musaf. So if there's no reading by Musaf, then that's not the Rabbanan. Neither Rav Meir nor the Rabbanan. So who is it like? Each one can't be Rav Meir, and it can't be the Rabbanan. Rabbanan say there's only when there's a carbon Musaf, then you do read. Now here, so we don't say that. So the Gemara says, "Am I Musaf? Who is it?" And the Gemara comes up and says, "It must be Rav Meir. Rav Meir, I'm misfiling the carbon. So you do read it. Therefore, you read the part of Musaf. Whether there's a, you read the part of the Isabarashis. You read it every Musaf, every by Maimed, and therefore Musaf. Whether it is a carbon, and that you don't. But when it's a regular carbon, then you don't. Then you read the carbon parsha of Musaf, of the carbon Musaf. But when it's the and not that, then you read, says the Kabbalah to explain, then you read the same part of the Kriya, you read by Shachar. Musaf Kabbalah, Dan Yishon, Tlas, but Kabbalah, some of a Mincha, Shuvah, Mincha is too late to do, you don't do anything. And Kohen, like, Kvenad, you don't read Mincha, only read Meirav. Of Musaf you have, Yesh, but Kabbalah, some of what's the difference? Like Musaf is different, because Mishnah tells you, you must follow the Kairin, you do have it in by Musaf to read, and the quantity of the Shita. Says the Gemara. The Gemara said the Maimed Talach because needless, not, it can't, you can't bring it. The Gemara wants to know, what is the procedure? You don't have the carbon Musaf, so what is the procedure about the reading? I'm Rav Simon. Suva the Kisa Dharad. You think really there's people so preoccupied with bringing some wood that they don't have time to read because saying when you go bring the Eitzim, the wood, then there's no, you don't lane because there's no time. What do you mean? People are so, to getting wood, together wood is not a tircha. It's a very simple procedure. So why would that be, why did that take you away from reading? They're busy doing mincha to bring the wood to the mizbeah, to the mikdash. But how is that? Why should that be a reason not to delay? It's a small maaser. It's not a very Torah-dick a thing. So why shouldn't they read? Why don't you read in such a case? So Mara doesn't really answer this kasha, but the Mara tries to explain why. How could the Mishnah pass this way? It doesn't tell. Doesn't answer this kasha, but the Mara says Mishnah says that the carbon eats him. You bring eats him. There's no reading. That refers to a day when you have the bringing of the wood and Rosh Chodesh carbon sudas carbon Rosh Chodesh is the same Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then the sudas Rosh Chodesh, then you cancel it. You don't. There's no time for reading because you have a sudas Rosh Chodesh. You're chuyev in a sudas Rosh Chodesh. So the Mela, Therefore, in such a thing, there's reason, says the carbonated, there's no, you're busy with preparing the Suda, the Suda is Rosh Chodesh, and that's why there's no Kriya, we don't matriach you to Torah to have the Kriya. So that's the case of the Mishnah speaking about. I'm Rabbi Lezer, Hashem, Shakola, Tadim, Chavero, Kodim, Eschavero. The reason why we say the wood gets more than Torah reading of the Maimon, because whatever is more Tadim goes first, calculating of the wood is something that's done regularly, becomes a piece of carbon, and the idea of the Maimon is only on a fast day when it's a Sarah. Oh, so therefore, it does not change. So that's why we have the same idea that it's the concept that because it's Tadim Chavero, that's why it should be able to go ahead and preempt the fact that even more important than the Tvila of Mamadas, the Kriya that would come with the Mamadas, says the Gemara. Gemara says a question on that. Gemara says if that's so, Gemara says. Another halach, we know halach of Rosh Chodesh is as soon as Rosh Chodesh, both days of Rosh Chodesh, the last day of the month and then the first day of the new month. So the Gemara says we have two sudos, one for each day. Where do we get it from? The Gemara says the Chavir Pasuk, a riot of Yechon's halach. That why the Gemara says that the Mimachas on the Chodesh Hasheni, David HaMelech, Shalom made the Suda second day of Chodesh Hasheni, and David wasn't there. Tamar Trey and Yachan Avi. You can't say there were two Rosh Chodesh, Sudas made in two separate months. It can't be. Haksim Adul Ben Shabbat Gan Gamal Yom Shalechem. Today and yesterday, when it come. But I said two Rosh Chodesh, we're mentioning is 2 days that are consecutive days, which means the last of the month and the first of the month. So that's what we say in the same month, there's still a Suda on each day. There's still a Raya from that Pusik that the, that again, it's not that we have the one day this month at Rosh Chodesh and we count in the Rosh Chodesh for the next month. No, both for the same because it's back to back as we see by him. They said come to Moshe Rishon. Where is David HaMelech? Didn't come yesterday and today. So he says that the Rosh Chodesh is Sudas with back to back days, and he didn't come. So you see that those two Sudas are back to back, and still in all the halacha is you. The Pasuk tells us that we have a Chiyuv Suda on both of those days, on both of those days of Rosh Chodesh. This Raya to Rav Yochanan's halacha. Gemara says, "Rav Yochanan, another Raya." Gemara says, "Rav Yochanan pake the Krishna but Kufra." Yochanan would teach the people, the heads of the Beis Knesset in Kufra. He would say, "Whenever you make a Suda Rosh Chodesh, Tuvin Meil Da Kudim, take the food and come to Shul while it's still day." Because you have to eat by day, because at night already is the next day. It's no longer Rosh Chodesh. You want to be able to eat on both days Rosh Chodesh with a single meal, which means you can start now, and it's going to be this way. You'll start later, so you'll start the part of the Suda today, and then you'll continue into tonight, which is the next day. So you're Mekayim the Suda, with the same meal. You're Mekayim both the 30th day and the first day. So this is an eight. So an eight gave an eight. So what to do? So you see a Raya. You mentioned the Rosh Chodesh, because some Muslims on both days you mentioned as well that the 31st and the 30th way both days are considered Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the halacha mechayev and because of Muslim both of them, mechayev and the suda for both of them, and that's what Rav Yochanan's halacha raya from him, the halacha the Mishnah, that they agree, they're passing on Rav Yochanan, that both of them are considered the Rosh Chodesh, Lagabe, all dinim of Sudus and things like that. Most about the idea we've mentioned about the Eitzei, gathering together the Eitzei, the process of getting together the Eitzei for the carbon. The Gemara says, I'm not Eitzei, come out with Tisha. The Yom Tov, the day that they get the Kohanim, get together the wood, it was celebrated when? Tisha, 9 times a year. But 9 days a year, but they would go out to collect the wood, and he gave donated the wood to the Mikdash, and that was in 9 days a year, which was a great Yom Tov, a great Simcha. Says the Mishnah, Kovenayda, but Yom Shem, he had some very Kovenadav, Osen, and so Yom, they made it into a Yom Tov, that they were together a total of 9 times. What are the days? First day, Nisan, the family of Arak, they were the ones who given that day, they're the ones, that was their day to bring the wood. That was their job. That was their job. They were given. Family was given that. Gemara says the Becha ben Nisan. Gemara says Esav Tamar Thomas, the 20th day of Thomas. David Yehuda were given. The family of David from Bnei Yehuda. They were given. Gemara says because of the 15th day, on the 5th day of Av, parents Bnei Pirush Bnei Yehuda. They were given. Shimon's Bnei Yovanachem, the 7th day of Av, it was given these, the ones who did it. Family Yoinov. Mishasar Bnei Saba Min Yamin, the 10th day of Av, they gave it. Mechamisha Asbub and the Besul Bnei Yehuda, on the 15th day, was the family of Zetuel. from Yehuda. Whoever came, Leviim, Kohen, whoever came to join them, would be able to participate in this, in the process, in the ceremony. Anyone knew that he came from those families, but they didn't know exactly which direct line they were, but they were connected to the general family. They knew they were part of Zatul's family, but they didn't know which one they stemmed from. Then they can still go ahead and join together with the procession, with the Yom Tov that they made and bring it in the wood. The family of the they were the ones who were the family of the fig cutters. They're the ones who also had the dedicated jobs. They were especially one family that was given this job. Is Esmer Bakal Ben Yehuda. 20th day of Av was came to the family of Bnei Yehuda. The Esmer Elul Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda. 20th day of Elul was given to the Adon and Meechavatama Beteves Shemo Bnei Ben Shni. It was given on the stage to the wood to give a second time. They were given a second opportunity. Because since there was no more wood left, so Mela, they didn't start again, but they gave it to them again. The girl fell on them again to bring a second time, to bring finish all the pies. So the lotteries are finished. Everyone's this. We had those who bought it the first time. If they needed more now, it was their job to bring in more. The Mishnah continued, but the Maimodim, Echatevus, Lo Yamaimit, first day Tevus, he was never a Maimit. They never read Torah and Maimit. Shaybuk Halel, Kol Musaf, or Bukobin Eitzim, because it was a busy day. They had Halel, Musaf, and then Kobin Eitzim, and therefore there was no time to squeeze in another Korea for that Maimit. They didn't do that on that day because it was already multiple things to do and other kriyas to do, and therefore they did not do it. There was nothing on that day. Because the days that became very special, the days filled with all these days, that they gave them an opportunity to go ahead and to do it for the next one. We're going to discuss this idea, but the Yom Tov they made for the Atzei one. My Rosamai Atzei Kohen Mother says, what was the reason that may go ahead and point 9 different days for them to come bring the wood? What's the reason for it? Likewise, anybody could do it. Anyone should be able to go to why Dafka, these families, these days. Ella, there was no wood. There was no wood in the chamber. And the aliens, people came up and they brought Eitzimagad. They brought their own wood. They brought the volunteered wood to the Mizbeach. They gave it over to the Tzibur without asking any money. They gave it over to the Tzibur. So they have, for that they got certain rights, certain schusim. And when one says, when they made a tanai with them, they say, if their thing is full of wood, they can still come for, to participate. And as you get to one, you say you don't know them, you come to see, you'll see what they are. That the, this would be, the Gemara says, would be the way to do it, to guarantee that it's not the Tanoi, that the Nevi'im, that themselves made this Nevuah, would agree to this, that this would be done as well. The Gemara says, the families would get up and they would give the wood of their own. They would pay for it from their own pocket. They wanted only it to be them. It should be only their carbon. Only there with their wood first. They wanted to have the exclusive use. It should be the privilege to bring the ones and bring up their carbon with the wood that they brought. The Gemara says they should go ahead and do so. A person wanted to go bring, but a person wanted to come and give himself an individual. Any person goes ahead, anybody can go ahead, give from his property to the Tzibur, to the most Tzibur. You can use it for whatever you want. You can use it for the Eitzim as well. Rav Yossi says, person goes ahead, and the Gabbai did a Shemitah, they need Shemitah for the Omer, they need the wood for the Omer, and the Shteylechem, and the person wants to go ahead and do it, and give the thing as a Shemachin, and not get paid for it. So you go ahead, you can go and get the grain, and you can give it in, even without, while you're standing in the field and watching it, you're able to go give it in and use it for the korbanos. I mean, mesaka them, you know, you're not getting paid for it, because the Shemitah, you can't get paid for it. So therefore, that's a Yossi opinion. Come say no. A person who's a shemek cannot go ahead and watch the svichin in order to be able to go bring it, because that's like part of it. Then he's acting like it's his own, and it's yours, and it's not shemitah. You have to act like it's hefker. It's not yours. So the Gemara said, therefore, you can't do it. The Gemara said, which one's allowed those in the Nedivim to go bring it? Everyone agrees to the price. Everyone can go ahead, and all the pins agree with the Chachamim, that you can go ahead and you can everyone can donate the wood. But what's the Machlokes Tanoim? And then we say, you can't bring private property, you can't do that. It's about the actual carbon itself. The carbon itself has to be bought only by the person, the Only the person that was the animal that was sacrificed, the thing that was the grain that was set aside, that was makdish for carbon. That's what you bring up. You can't just bring up arbitrary. Makshiri carbon, makshiri other things like wood. That's not the carbon. It's makshiri carbon. Kalamoy devon agrish mishdanim and a carbon. It's different than carbon. And it could yachid the carbon seber. It's different. You could go from yachid the carbon seber. It's not considered a violation. Not considered a bizayon. And you're able to do it. So that's miyashev the stira. Rather another kash. Gemara said, no, whether something was donated according to halacha, according to chachamim, whether it could be accepted or not. Gemara wants the shayla. Tell me then a brice. Isha shasakanava, a woman made a mother of a kohen made for her child a tunic. She, while he's doing that vote, they should wear it. She glimpse of the tzibah. She must give it to the tzibah. She can give it to him. It's given to the kohanim. The kohanim is a tzibah. It belongs to all of them. You can't give it to her as an individual. I said we can do it. You can do it. Before we said the price, you could do something yakid, but you go later. You give it to a rabbin, but you can give it to as a yakid. Gemara says no. Gemara says over here too. The halakha would be that it wasn't privately owned. But Shemini Yalosh says the case of the Rabbanan agrees that the case of the price is that she made for her son a thing. Even according to Chachamim, she can go again and use it and then give it later. Why? Because according to all the time agree, the only argument gabe individual property can be transferred. Gubusha carbon, gabe actual carbon, makshire carbon, things that are the makshirim. It's not the wood. It's not the actual carbon itself. Everyone agrees it could change. So even though the Chachamim said didn't want to do it before, but Lamaisa, we have a formula that if they put in already their change in their change, a significant change in it, you can come along and contribute to the carbon seber that's going to be brought up from your money that you bring in as a carbon yakut, to bring it, to give it over to the carbon seber that you can do to use it for the berakah bayis, for the mikdash, that you're able to do. So the Gemara says, we see that halakha is, and you can go, come and argue about that, whether you can go donate your own wood. Is that accepted or not? It seemed to be my clocus. I see some side of Yossi. I'm the price of the right of Yossi. But Masa, what did Yossi say? Masa of Yossi said that the Meshasha Yossi and Yomim Nahagi Meshas Kovim, somebody does Kovim. Those 9 days that we said that we make a special days for the giving of the thing is that they celebrate whether the wood was given or not given, whether it was brought in the carbon or over Shas carbon, no more carbon. It should be the same thing that was given over for that. Given over. The fact that you're not there, the fact he's not there doesn't change the fact that Lamaisa, he has a right to go ahead and to give it over. Give over what's his. So I see, oh my, no, I got Lamaisa's carbon. No, you can only do that. Only celebrate it when it's done, when it's carved, when it's brought. You can't do it stam on your own. That you can't do stam on the days that you just want to donate it. You can't do that. We're talking about a case we're doing it with. It's celebrating the actual giving of it. Like the days we said, these 9 days, we're actually celebrating the giving of it to the Mizbeah. So then, Mishas carbon, then go, you separate the carbon, you can go ahead and as well, not Dave, what you have as well. You know, the rabbi, of course, said in Press on Brisa, and Elizabeth Sadok, anyway, we're from the family of Snow, from Shevet Binyamin, who contributed the wood to the, on the 10th of Av, the Chadish Baliyah of the Shabbos, and the Chino, somebody pushed up the Matzi Shabbos. Someone says, Bahinu, we fasted that day, but we didn't complete the fast. Because when I said that we thought it was doing the right thing, but we're giving it over. But the fact that he didn't, and you're causing this to be mixed together with the bigger one, Gemara says that would not be an individual thing, that would be a communal thing, and therefore it could be used for carbon seeper, but you can't use your own for that. You can't use it for that because it's not a full fast day, because it's not your seeper dicker thing, it's your own thing. Zotah Gemara, we have two Gemara said, B'namei Gavo, Alei B'nei Gozer Nixels. We learned Allah, the family of those who were the smugglers, the stole, the ones who brought in, the family of those who cut the figs. What does that mean? Shasha, when you set up Padesim on the road, we let Petrus go to Yerushalayim. I go to Mishavah, but yes, we also, whoever went there, we go there. After, with and when I say it was a chet, and that day, we go. Maybe it's good, we go bring the bikurim. No son the sochal, we go put it in a basket. And we cover them with the covering. And we take over the fact. No son the sochal, we put the basket of food on his shoulder. We take it in his hand. When they come to him, Mishmei would say, hey, Kanto, where are you going? I'm going to tell him, I'm taking the one to bring up small things for dried figs into a that's pressed, with it that I did in my hand, and bringing them over. He passed over that last Mishma, he was suffering. They were there. He would decorate the Bikurim and bring it to Yerushalayim. With Chivas HaMitzvah, they would decorate the Bikurim. So you see, what do you see? Same thing, what is the story behind these people who are Salman? It's see who these people are called Yomashah. Whenever they would dedicate the wood or the logs for the altar and Zbeah, they would bring, wood. They would make like rungs of a ladder. They would fashion them into a ladder. And also, they put it on their shoulders. They came to go put them on that mishmar. So the Avivim was telling you this was a formula that was used to be able to explain why there's no communication. But why is telling you that this a person can go ahead and do it in such a way where you have a right to go ahead in a big way, because you have a ton of them from your neighbor, that you're able to go ahead and dedicate it yourself to the Mizbeach, and therefore you're able to do it. I'm only going to get these visions from the group before me. I'm using this ladder to my shoulder. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to pass that guard station. If I can, I'm going to go and take it apart and transfer it to Yerushalayim. So when it says Adei Nasim is Nasim the mitzvahs because they gave their families Mesiris Nesh for mitzvahs, Zochel Lekor Hashem in Yisrael, Vignocha de Vizocha to have a good name in Yisrael. Alei Mom and Zekel Tzadik Vrach. And we said, Lekabi that, Zekel Tzadik Vrach. So this is the formula where we see the price it uses, you can go ahead and use something for potential identification and into what we're doing to be able to go right there. Okay, stop over here.